100% and guarantees 100% customer satisfaction. Ask any of their customers that have had old jewelry made into new pieces. These customers know that when it comes to their jewelry, Michael J's Design Studio will come through for them, and that's what keeps them coming back. Michael J's also offers remounts and repairs, free cleaning and polishing. So when it comes to your priceless jewelry pieces, there's only one place you should visit. That's Michael J's Design Studio in downtown Bad Axe.
Hi, this is Michael Appolder. Let me redesign your old gold jewelry into a fine piece of art by creating a piece of jewelry designed just for you. Stop in or give me a call at 269-GOLD. That's 269-4653.
We're back here at Deckerville High School where we're just getting ready with the tip-off here coming up between the Bad Axe Hatchets and the Deckerville Eagles. And our starting lineup, Mary Lee.
For the Hatchets, senior number 12, Krug. Number 25, a junior, Dean. Number 32, junior, Jesse Quinn. Number 33, junior, Jeremy Pulaski. Number 45, junior, Spencer Tyler. For the Eagles, number 12, Tyler Capello is a junior. Number 22, Nick Taylor, he's a senior. Number 24, John Becker, he's a senior. Number 44, Andrew Estrada, and he's a junior. Number 52, Justin Asher, and he's a junior.
And just a reminder that tonight's game is cellular transmission of this broadcast is carried by Thumb Sayer, the talk of the thumb, and we appreciate that. So we shouldn't have the delay problem tonight because we couldn't get a good internet connection down here. So hopefully things will go well, and we're getting ready for a tip-off here. Matchup-wise, we're looking at Pulaski at 6-1, and who else is pretty big out there? Brandon Dean at 6-2, and on the Deckerville side, we've got Decker at 6-5, and Decker's coming in off a game of 26 points the other night, at season high. So
some keys for the coaches. They both agree they match up height-wise pretty close. Deckerville needs to play hard, and they're size-wise with that match. They're going to push the ball up the court. They have two people out with injuries. I'm not sure which two, but they need to fill in those holes. For Bad Axe, they need to pressure the ball. They're going to probably defend full court, 84 feet. They're going to push the ball up offensively, and they're going to penetrate as much as they can.
And right off the tip-off, one by Bad Axe, and right away, Jesse Quinn puts up a three, and it's no good. Rebound tips around. It goes out to Pulaski. Pulaski puts up a three, and they're going to call it a two. So it'll be 2-0 right off the bat. Bad Axe here, 7:34, and on the inbounds, Deckerville turns it over and gives it right back to Bad Axe. So inbounds, Bad Axe is in their away uniform, blue with the gold down the side. They'll be going right to left on your dial, and Deckerville's in their home white with the maroon. They'll be going right to left. Bad Axe with the ball. They swing it around the top. Jesse Quinn brings it up to the top now. He pulls it back out as Coach Quinn screams the play that he wants. They pass it off to the right side over in the corner. I can't see who it is. Now they dish it off to a cutting Pulaski. Pulaski goes up for the 10-footer off the low block. No good. Missed shot there by Justin Asher, the 6'6" junior there.
Yeah, it ended up off the back of the backboard, though, so I think it was just an errant shot.
Yeah.
Because Deckerville got the ball, so.
Jim Quinn's not only boxing out us, but he's boxing out a lot of the defenders of the court. We can't see everything, but Deckerville brings it down. They put up a three. That's going to be John Decker, who had 26 points the other night to open it up for the Eagles. 3-2, 6:58. Deckerville with the lead in the first quarter here. Try to throw
it on. Got a half-court trap going on the side. They intercepted there.
And probably Quinn threw it away, trying to force it to Pulaski. Pulaski tips it away from Deckerville as they try to swing it around the top. It's going to remain Deckerville ball at half court. Then we're sitting on the south side, or the north side of the gymnasium here. They don't have the both sides pulled out, so the fans are away from us, and we're on the sides of the benches. So Deckerville with the ball. They go down in the corner on the right side again to Decker. Decker swings it back to the top. They swing it all the way around Estrada. Estrada drives the free throw line, dishes it out to Patullo. Patullo throws it down in the corner to Decker for a long three. No good. Rebound controlled by Deckerville, but we're going to get a foul underneath. I believe it's going to be Deckerville over the back there. Oh, take that back.
It's going to be a Bad Axe foul.
Spencer Kelly is going to pick up his first. And I was talking to one of the assistant coaches tonight from Bad Axe, Pat Flannery, and he said if Spencer Kelly can stay out of foul trouble, he's a big force, but he's already picked that early foul up at 6:24 to go here in the first period. So that's
his
first. He's just a junior.
Yeah.
That's his
both
first.
Teams. Both teams don't have a lot of senior leadership out there, so
And that time, Duckerville inbounded, tipped it off a BadX player. Their shot went out of bounds. BadX maintains control now. Quinn brings it up to court. One-hand pass to the right side over to Krug. Krug dishes it inside to Kelly. Kelly back out to Krug on the right side. They throw it down on the baseline to Kulaski. Throws it back down to Quinn. Inside to Kelly, and Kelly makes a nice shot off the low block.
Points in the paint.
4-3, BadX with the lead, and they come with their full court pressure. Deckerville now swings it back in the backcourt. Decker stuck back there trying to bring it up. He finally gets it across the timeline to Taylor. Taylor throws it down in the corner to Petullo. Petullo throws it back, but it's picked off by Pulaski. Pulaski takes it in and lays it up off the glass. 6-3. Passes with the lead, full court press, and they force the Eagles to throw it out of bounds. Good defensive play there by BadX. BadX is going to get it right in front of the Deckerville bench. Quinn looks to be inbounded to his team. 5:34 to go here in the first quarter. Passes with the lead, 6-3. Both coaches got scrawled. Both coaches look upset. You know the word I'm looking for. Scowls on their faces. BadX gets it inbounds, and then they bounce it right off their foot. So that's going to be another turnover for BadX, and they're going to give that right back to Deckerville. Here comes BadX, and it looks like they're in a 2-2-1 full court press. Kulaski pressuring the ball and Decker in the back.
Ooh.
They manage to get a turnover. It goes off of Spencer's foot, and it goes off the Deckerville Eagles. Petula's foot's going to be BadX. Oh, another turnover for the Eagles. The nice press that BadX is running there, and it looks like it's a 2-2-1, Coach.
It does. I think, you know, if they got one guy in the middle, it might be a 1-2-2. We'll take one more look at it.
Kulaski took it down the lane, couldn't get it. The rebound control by BadX. They dished it back out to Quinn for a three. No good. Quinn gets another long rebound. This time he tries to go in from the free throw line. He dishes it out to Krug. Krug makes a fake. Takes to the top the key to Kulaski. He makes a fake. Takes in for 15-footer. No good. Rebound control by Spencer Kelly, but we're going to get a foul underneath. And it's going to go against BadX. And, I think it's going to be on Kelly again, and that's going to be his second, and out he comes, and into the ballgame for BadX. Checks in Will Sutton, sophomore they brought up a couple weeks ago.
I think that's a 1-2-1-1. They're set up in it right now. Yeah, one guy up on the ball.
1-2-1-1, yep, that could
yep.
be. It's hard to see. We're at such a weird angle down here, but they get the ball up the court to Decker. He comes all the way up and goes up and rolls around off the glass, and it goes in. 6-5, Hatchett's still with the lead. They push the ball up the court. Krug takes it in baseline. His shot's so good, he's fouled before it goes up. It goes in, or tries to go in.
Yeah, I think right now the rebounding edge goes to the Hatchett because they're really attacking the board.
I got to admit, this is the first night we got to sit down, and it's kind of nice. I get to sit instead of staying that whole night. So at the line is Krug for two. His first one's no good. 4:45 to go here in the first quarter. Hatchett with the lead 6-5 over the Deckerville Eagles. Coming into the game for Eagles is Kevin Locke. Taking a much-needed break is Andrew Estrada. And it's been a fast-paced game here, up and down, even though that we got this full-court press going, and both teams are pressing. Krug's second shot's no good. Rebound control there by Asher. Asher picks up the pressure. He gets to the half court, throws it up the court to Decker. Decker says, I'll take that three. It's going to leave me wide open. And now the Eagles take the lead, 8-6, and that's going to be our first lead change of the night.
He is a long body. He's got a wide wingspan.
And he probably weighs 100 pounds soaking wet, but he's got a beautiful three-point shot out there. And that's his second run of the night. We'll have to keep track of that. And they pick up their second foul, and that second foul is going to go against Decker. His first team second.
Not good. Not even halfway through the first. Two fouls.
Quinn with the ball. He throws it to the right side to Krug. Krug drives to the free throw line. Dishes out to Pulaski in the corner. No good. Swings it back to Quinn. Quinn thinks about the long three. It's not there. Dribbles over to the free throw line. Throws up the 25-footer. No good. Rebound controlled there by Dean. Dean puts it up. No good. Rebound controlled by Loss. Loss pushes it up the court to Petula. Petula brings it up the court. Now we get a close-up look at Decker on this side. He throws it right into the hands of Pulaski. Pulaski's going to go end-to-end. He goes up for the layup off the glass. No good. Rebound by Quinn. No good. Rebound tips around there, and it goes to Krug. Krug throws it. Tips around and falls in.
2-8. Tied opportunities.
Full court pressure again. This time they cause another turnover. Stealing away there by Brandon Dean. Brandon Dean takes the shot. No good. Rebound controlled by Sutton picks it up, no good. Rebound controlled by Deckerville. United 2 got that rebound because we're